goes a long way, doesn't Gavin Foreman?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. That's Gavin Foreman, by the way. And he's sitting over there. Hello, Gavin.
Oh, Todd, how are you?
He is our galloping gourmet, share and love and understanding, 22 after 11, and it's getting close to that time of the year. And I got an email from you this morning, said, Todd, I want you to get stuffed. And I'm like, well...
That was the nice version.
I wonder what the asterisks and the exclamation marks meant. I thought, well, that's the last time you appear on the award-winning Todd Sargent Morning Show.
Aww.
Well, actually, it's not award-winning, but it may be one day.
I thought there was love and understanding in the room.
I didn't feel a lot of love when that email came through. But you've got a super secret turkey stuffing recipe in the next couple of minutes. But I thought I'd talk to you. I was at home yesterday, and I was watching Iron Chef America.
Why?
Yeah, it's a very good point. It's like watching Top Gear America.
Well, the original,
it's like the Diet Coke,
brilliant.
Yeah,
the Japanese, I think it is.
Yes, brilliant. Yeah, it is fantastic. But I was looking anyway, and have you heard of something called an anti-griddle?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know, a griddle is hot.
Yeah.
Well, an anti-griddle is a frozen. It's like that ice cream. You know, where you go into Cold Rock.
Yeah, and they
Cold Rock
mix
ice,
it
yeah.
on the rock.
I don't understand why all of a sudden everything's had to be frozen, and I blame Blumenhessenthal because he's the one, and there's liquid nitrogen.
Well, I tend to agree, and I've seen it used a couple of times. I haven't used it myself, but I'm not overly keen on it.
It's just for the sake of doing it, isn't it?
It's a show. It's part of a show. The food becomes a show, really.
Yeah.
They whip out their liquid nitrogen, their big pot, and they drop whatever you want in it, and then it's frozen.
Yeah, instantly.
Instantly.
See, I'd freeze off a body part.
Well, I'm sure there's an apprentice or two out there going, Chef, do I really have to use it?
Yeah, do I have to stir it with my finger?
Yes.
But last time I did it, this is what happened. Well, thank heavens I'm not asking to stir it with something else. So it just... What? Your toe?
My toe.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew exactly
right.
where you were going with that.
It just seems like I appreciate a well-put-together meal, and that's half the thing as well, but what to freeze everything, you know? Or frozen gravy. I don't want frozen gravy.
Well, there is an alternative. Make the gravy the day before, put it in your ice cube tray,
and
put it in your freezer, and then take it out the next day.
It's not as quick, though, is it?
I like... I'm going to be dob myself in here. I used to do a frozen mango and sweet chili sorbet on top of a hot chicken.
Oh,
as
very
a sauce.
Nice.
So I used to make the mango sorbet with the sweet chili in it and set it in ice cubes.
The night before?
Yeah. And then when the chicken was being served, I'd place it on it.
And see here, you can genuinely say and authentically say, here's one I prepared earlier.
Oh, here's one I made earlier, yes.
There you go.
I've been trying to get to say that.
And you were telling me about a guy called, was it Robot or...? Moto
Adrian,
or...?
Oh, from Moto in Chicago.
Yeah.
He used to use a grade 3 laser in his kitchen to laser oranges to get the essence into glasses to pour water in that tastes like orange.
So why wouldn't you just cut the orange and...
I have no idea.
A laser.
Yeah. Every time the laser went on in the kitchen, there was an alarm and blue lights and glasses and...
It's like Star Wars.
I was thinking more of the Muppet Show, but we'll go along that way.
Oh, dear, it's amazing. And it's all food and it winds up in the same place, but we don't need to go there. Stuffing, speaking of winding up in the same place, if you've got your turkey, you've got a super secret stuffing recipe.
I really like this one. It's Catalonian from Spain. It's influenced by the Moors from North Africa.
Oh, very nice.
It's got bacon, chipolatas, apricots, and flaked almonds.
Okay.
So fry off your bacon and your chipolatas, add your apricots, cool, add your flaked almonds, which will take up all the fat, stuff your turkey.
So you're not even using breadcrumbs?
Nope. Gluten-free. I just thought of that.
That's fantastic.
I'm looking after everybody this morning.
That's great. That would taste so great.
Yeah, the apricots soak up and the juices from the bird cook in, so you get all those turkey juices through your bacon and chipolatas. And
do you shove anything under the skin of the turkey? Like a lemon
bit
or
of lemon
something
is nice.
Like that?
Yeah. I'm not keen on that because I like to, as soon as it gets three quarters done, put prosciutto over the top to finish the roasting. So then you get this crispy prosciutto, nice turkey, and then the stuffing underneath.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
My cardiologist is actually, he's ringing me right about
I think
now.
He was here last week when we discussed the burger, wasn't he?
He certainly was. Okay, give us those ingredients again.
Apricots, flaked almonds, chipolatas, and bacon.
And if you've missed that, if your pen isn't working, head to 2NURFM.com and the Todd Show Morning, Todd Sargent Morning Show page. Thanks for everything this year.
No problem.
We're
going
to have you back in 2017.
Looking forward to it.
Gavin Foreman on 2NURFM.